taking time out to do a little work on your health. After all, it's one of your greatest assets.
Yeah, Dr. Brent Sharp from Georgia Urology joins us here. Dr. Brent, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Good. We got a serious topic to talk about today, and we hope that you can shed some light in detection and cures, what the cure rate is, how you might come about a cure. And we're talking about kidney cancer. And that sounds ominous, just those two words.
Well, a lot of people do worry about this when they get an x-ray for some other reason. And that's how we find these. What we're going to talk about first is a kidney mass or something on the kidney that your doctor tells you about. The vast majority of time, those are benign. We've covered that topic before in a renal cyst. These are benign. They don't have any cancer risk to them. But when there is a mass, then a lot of times that sometimes can be cancer, and we need to do some x-rays to kind of figure that part out.
Can you determine that it is cancer just with x-rays, or do you have to actually go in and maybe an MRI or something like that, or a CAT scan?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So basically what we do in the beginning is we do a CT scan, use contrast, and we look at the difference before the contrast and after the contrast, and that's what I want the audience to understand, what we call an enhancing mass. It changes with that contrast. 85% of the time, we can be confident that those represent a kidney cancer. Now, again, most kidney cancers are found real early because we're doing other things, like you said, MRI, we do an ultrasound, we do a CT for some other reason. So this is an unbeknownst finding, and that's what has really helped us in medicine make kidney cancer a high survivable cancer, whereas 30 years ago, it would present very late when there were a lot of different symptoms, and we didn't have a lot of good treatment options, and surgery didn't always work. That's completely the contrary to what is now. We find these small. We find these when people are relatively healthy, and we can intervene on them, and they have an excellent cure rate.
Boy, so many questions I want to ask here. Does this always have to be invasive? You can use robotics, or are there just other treatments that a person can use? Because, you know, when you think about your kidneys, and thank the good Lord we have two, because if you had to give up one, you're okay.
Absolutely, and that's a reassurance that we'd like to provide this morning is, again, 1 in 500 people are actually born without a kidney.
That's
a very common thing that you see, and we probably all know somebody, or at least some of us know somebody that was never born with a kidney.
Actually, I know
God gave us a lot. Yeah, God gave us a lot of redundancy, which is a great thing. Usually, it's not have to be invasive anymore. I mean, there's still surgery involved, but these masses sometimes can be ablated, which is basically some type of needle is placed within that mass, and it can either be frozen or burned. They don't have to have major surgery. If they do have to have surgery, almost always
that's
those
not
of us
major.
Who do a lot of minimally invasive stuff for a lot of robotics can do them robotically. For example, yesterday I did a tumor that was 10 centimeters plus the size of a kidney, so the specimen that came out was over 20 some odd centimeters. He got a 2-inch incision to get that out. Whereas historically he would have about a 13-inch incision through his flank, so we don't have the recovery time. And I've done 2 open nephrectomies since 2009. So most all patients, not all, the vast majority, I should say, are amenable to minimally invasive robotic surgery.
Well, that I think that's a real positive.
It's not something you want to have, but it sounds like there's a good prognosis, especially a lot of these are being caught early. But you're saying this has a high survivability rate. What is the rate overall as far as that is concerned?
Well, most of us, if we have what is called a T1 lesion, which is something under 7 centimeters, and kidney cancer is unique in the fact that you can have a tumor that can be up to 7 centimeters and you still be stage 1. But those patients have a more than 90% survivability rate. Again, those of us who do a lot of cancer never use that proverbial term cure, just because we never know and we don't have a crystal ball.
Sure.
But again, the vast majority of those patients, more than 90%, are living long, healthy, normal lives on one kidney, doing everything they did before. And back to the recovery time, I wanted to mention again, we talked about that 13-inch incision that used to be made 20 years ago, or unfortunately sometimes is still made today. And those who don't do robotics, you're looking at about 3 months, 2.5 to 3 months of full recovery time. You're not in the hospital that long, but again, just before you get back to your normal stuff. Whereas with robotics, you're looking at 1 to 2 days in the hospital and about a week to 10 days of some discomfort.
How about that?
And I'm guessing your chance at getting something like staph or getting an infection are a lot lower with the robotics as opposed to that big old gash.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great thing about it is the wounds are essentially closed the entire time because while we're doing the robotics, the open incision actually has a trocar through it. So it really is close to the open air. And when it's right at the end, we make a little incision. It's maybe open 10, 20 minutes, and it's back closed again. Whereas with the open surgery, you're looking at a three-hour operation where you have basically everything open and as sterile as we want to be. Nobody's perfect, and infections do occur. We try to take all the precautions against that, but robotics absolutely reduces the risk of infections or any complication for that matter.
Well, this is really uplifting news to me today, I got to tell
you. Unfortunately, if you face this, it sounds like you've got a pretty good prognosis, especially when you've got somebody like the doctor we have on the air here who's so experienced.
Well, thank you. I think the one take-home message I want to understand is when they hear that, you know, hey, you have we found a little something on your kidney. That is not to make the patient concerned at that point because, again, most of those times either, A, we're not going to do anything because it's not cancer. If it is, prognosis is great. So if we this morning can take some worry off a patient until they get to the doctor, which sometimes can be several days, then I think that we've got our objective done today.
I'd agree there, absolutely. Dr. Brent Sharp from Georgia Urology, they do a great job. They have offices all through the area. And tell us the best way to get in touch, Dr. Brent. People may want to make an appointment. They may need your services at some point, and they need to know about you.
Absolutely. We have a website. It's gaurology.com. It's in Georgia Urology. Our phone number is 678-205-8387. Again, that's 678-205-8387. Have a Facebook page. We do some of our postings. We do screening events for the community. So happy to help those people that have or need our services. Hopefully nobody does, but when you do, we're there.
Absolutely. Georgia Urology.